Me and Kira were just chatting as that track was on. I think this is... One, I think this is a brilliant idea. Two, I think it could be the beginning of the end for universities. I think this is a ballsy move on behalf of universities. So look, Kira, let's say hi to Becky Huxley-Binns, who's on the phone with us. Becky, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm very well, thank you.
Well, Becky, this is pretty cool. Now, firstly, you are the Vice Provost of the University of Law in Guildford. So obviously, you know what's going on here. You can tell us exactly what's happening here. Kira was saying to me, okay, now this is a big deal. A lot of students, I guess relatively recently here in Ireland, got the equivalent of the A-level results. We do a thing called the Leaving Cert. And the Leaving Cert would more or less be the A-level. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, a lot of kids are going on the next bit of their journey, which is, oh, where am I going? Am I going to university? Am I going to college? Am I doing anything? Am I doing this or that? And wow, what you guys have here, I think, is a pretty unique selling point, as they say. I mean, this is pretty interesting for universities. Firstly, before we get into what this idea actually is, Becky, are the higher ups where you are not screaming at you about this idea? I mean, are they not like, this is the worst idea ever? What are you doing? Are you not in trouble?
No, not at all. Not at all. It was very well received because we're very confident about our students' employability rate. And when we looked at how well our students do, we've got some sterling students with incredible skills.
Sure.
And they have 97% of our students go into employment after the legal practice course, which is the course that this promise applies to, that we're very, very happy to... This is not a token gesture. We're backing ourselves and our students and their success in the workplace.
This token gesture, I love the way you call it, a token gesture.
Yeah,
that you're talking about.
Token.
It's not a token gesture.
This UK university is offering its graduates up to £7,000 back, which is like, I think, half the tuition fees, isn't it? If they don't land a job within 9 months of leaving this particular course.
That's putting your money where your mouth
is. That's incredible.
Yeah, that is something else. I mean, because look, I'm going to be honest with you. A load of my friends, so many of my friends, and it's very unfortunate, believe me, it's no laughing matter, but I mean, you can only laugh at kind of the ridiculousness of these situations. I mean, they go to college, they get good results, they then do their master's, they then do their this and their that and their thesis and their doctorate, and they're still like, man, I can't find a job.
Yeah.
What's the point in any of this? I'm paying the university €10,000 a year for nothing. Yeah. I'm not getting anywhere in life. You guys are saying, no, you come to us. If you don't get a job within 9 months of leaving this particular course, which is the legal practice course, you get £7,000 back.
That's right.
Wow.
If you don't get a job in law or in commerce, and we're not going to be, we're not going to disqualify people from, if we're not going to be narky about the within commerce, mm-hmm. we're going to deal with the claims transparently and fairly on a case-by-case basis. But a student wouldn't be disqualified if from reclaiming if they got a job in manual labour or low-level administrative. We are very, very genuine about this. And I think it's because the way we've approached our course design.
Sure.
We went out to employers, we went out to the leading law firms and said, what would you like to see the students on the legal practice course learn? What would you like them to be able to do? How would you like them to be able to think when they come into employment with you? And we went back to our courses and designed them with employability skills and commercial skills, business skills, legal skills at the core of everything the student does.
Wow.
Because this has been picked up. This has kind of gone international. I saw it in the Telegraphs, in the Huffington Post UK. Like, there's a lot of interest in this initiative because, honestly, and I don't know, people can correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think something like this exists in Ireland.
No way.
I think you're probably one of the first universities in the UK to start this.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, and like, this is phenomenal. And it gives me an awful lot of hope as well, because I did a master's in journalism and we paid, you know, very high amount of fees for that. And so many of my friends who I did that course with are now not working in the media. Now, that was about 7-8 years ago. You know, so maybe if an initiative like this had existed at the time, it'd be completely different.
Well, you see, you know what I love about it? And Becky, let me tell you, we're your biggest fans here, believe me. You ain't going
to
get any hard questioning from us. I am so for this. Becky, what I love about this is you are placing some of the onus on yourselves.
Yes.
That's what I love about this. Because so many universities, and I'm going to be honest, especially in Ireland, I've noticed universities have turned into money-making rackets in Ireland. I'm sorry. Courses for this and that, and they're £12,000 a year, and they're rubbish. They don't prepare you for anything. They don't care about you once you leave. But you guys are saying, no, no, no. You're still our responsibility, even when you leave.
Do you know what? you know what? I think I thought that when I went to university, which is 25 years ago I graduated, I went looking to get skills that would equip me to have a good career. And hand on heart, I've got a fantastic job. I've gotten the best jobs in the world.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But one of the reasons I went, even before full fees, even before we were paying for the courses as we are now, I went with an expectation that I would learn the key knowledge and I would garner the key skills that I needed to have a successful career. That responsibility is something the University of Law is saying, we stand by that.
Yeah.
And we'll put our money where our mouth is, and it is a joint responsibility. The students have to work hard. They need to attend the classes. They need to be aware of what's going on. The legal marketplace is more competitive now than it was when I graduated.
Yeah, that is true. There's no kind of dossing any lectures when it comes to the University of Law. If you join a course and they say to you, look, we will give you half your tuition fees back if you don't find employment within 9 months, you're nearly almost guaranteed employment. So why on earth would you want to mess it up by, let's say, missing classes
or
not doing the coursework
off.
Or something like that?
You're going to work.
It sounds like the course for me, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe, look, Becky, are you guys fully booked? Maybe we could get Kira over there. Maybe that's what we need. No, and I'll tell you what I love about this as well. Now, this is just me maybe going on a bit of a sob story. You know, when I went to uni, and look, I don't care, whatever. I went to uni, it was fine, it was great fun. But I really felt they couldn't care less about me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As in, once I left, they couldn't give a toss if I don't have a job. You know what I mean? They're like, that's your problem, pal. And I've never, ever seen a university assume responsibility for what happens after the student leaves. That's something else. So, Becky,
it brings us to an interesting point, though, about what a higher education and a postgraduate education is for. And I think that for a very long time, a lot of universities have said it is to develop intellectual skills and academic skills. And I stand by that. I still think there is a place for that. Questioning the man and questioning norms and thinking critically and analytically about things. But it's more than that. It's also about having time management skills, project management skills, understanding commerce and business. That's what we need as well, and that's what our initiative's about.
Thank you.
I could not agree with you more.
This is it. Thank you. Becky, see, this is the problem, right? Loads of and look, as you say, that's a great point that you're questioning the man, all that kind of stuff. Absolutely. Of course.
I mean, I did philosophy for
college.
You think deep and you think broad and you think laterally, and you can bring all of that to any given situation, and you also are equipped with business skills.
See, there's also, though, an undercurrent, and maybe I'm being smarter when I say this. A lot of people go to university. I'm sure some just go to have a great time and to expand their minds and to, have cheap wine and cheese and enjoy
themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the thing to do. Like when in Ireland, Becky, as you said, we have the Leaving Cert, which is the equivalent of the A levels. And that's what you're supposed to do. You do the Leaving Cert to get into college.
Yes.
You know?
But you get into college
and you haven't a clue
because you're trying
to
get a job. Do you know what I mean? As in, underneath it all, that's kind of what society is telling you. They're saying, if you play by the rules, if you go to college, we'll make sure you get a good job. But then you don't. Then nothing happens. So you're saying, Becky, no, we'll try and make sure it happens. Becky, can I ask though, you must be inundated with people. You guys must have like 10 times the amount of spaces you have in terms of applicants.
Well, we're in a very competitive marketplace.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We do recruit students of incredibly high caliber.
Sure.
Highly, highly motivated. But we can always make room to have students who want to come along and work hard and take us up on our employment promise.
Sure. No, what I mean is because you've gotten such coverage internationally and in the UK, what I'm saying is you guys must literally be like up the walls with applicants. You must have too many at this point.
It's early days. This initiative's been very greatly received, but we've only made it for a week.
Oh, okay, I suppose. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see what effect it has on student numbers and on recruitment. But so far, the publicity we've had, which we're loving, is really celebrating this initiative. It's gone down really well.
So, Becky, then, all in all, when is term going to start for this? I'm so English. I'm using terms like uni, term. I mean, look at me. I could be over there, Kira.
Your accent's nearly gone.
That's right, Becky. It has nearly gone. But when does term start, Governor?
September.
September. What date?
September. The University of Law.
Well, look, how long is this course, by the way?
This is a 10-month course.
Okay, not even a year. You're in and out in less than a year. I mean, that's impressive.
You're in and out, and look the skills we equip you with so quickly.
Hey, look, everyone should check this out.
That's
University
amazing.
Of Law in Guildford. God, this is going to be a really silly question. This is, I take it, a postgrad, isn't it?
That's That's right. It's postgraduate. It's for students who've either taken an undergraduate law degree or a different degree and converted into law.
Sure, sure.
So that they know they want to go into law, generally speaking, but our commitment stands by them in law or commerce because it's such a competitive market. We say, if you want to go into business, we will still stand by this promise.
Well, listen, University of Law in Guildford is where you need to check out, all right? I'm sure if you type in just even into Google, University of Law Guildford is probably the easiest way rather than me giving you out a big long email address. University of Law Guildford, type that into Google. I guarantee you, once you've gone through the 10 to 15 news articles about it, I'm sure you'll find the actual website, and that would be very good. Look, Becky, this is fun. I really like this, and I'm saying this, I'm not just blowing you off here, I'm saying this with total sincerity. I've never seen a university do this. Fair play for having the balls to do this and for saying, no, this is what we do. It's brilliant. It's really
incredible.
Is brilliant. Yeah.
Many thanks.
Hey, look, Becky, take care. Have a good evening, all right?
You bet.
There we go. That's Becky.
That's amazing.
Man, aren't you?
I want
I'm
to
going
have children
there.
Right now and send them to do the legal practice course in the UK.
Hey, look, man, if Becky and Co are still running this course in like 28 years or whatever, man, if you start the kids now, then they
do
could
know
be
what?
In there.
It really, really, really does kind of show up at the universities, though.
It does, yeah.
Like, I spent so much of my time walking around the university kind of going, la, 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 la.
Yeah, and was anyone telling you how the real world was going to work?
No, not at all.
Exactly. So nobody was saying nothing.
This is fantastic.
No, it is. Well, look, there we go. I mean, look, that's a great initiative. I really do think that's very cool, and I think very relevant, given that it's kind of back to college time and all that in Ireland. So, look, take two tracks. We'll come back. This is 2FM. Oh, yes.